Plans for a trial for the Kansas City St. Joseph Diocese and its bishop suddenly changed on Wednesday. No jury would hear the case. A judge would review the facts and rule on them the following day. Prosecutor Jean Peters Baker explained,
"We did not have to drag parents into a courtroom to have them identify photographs of their children. For us, that is a huge, huge win."
The court put the onus on the bishop. Charges against the diocese were dismissed, and Bishop Robert Finn was convicted of failure to report suspected sexual abuse of a child. Finn delivered a short statement to the court and the public.
"I truly regret and am sorry for the hurt that these events have caused."
The sentence was 2 years probation, plus stipulations that Finn would provide child abuse recognition and reporting training for priests and others he oversees, and establish a $10,000 fund to provide counseling for victims. David Clossy of the Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests said that after decades of scandal, it's about time a bishop was punished.
"It's a historic moment. Finally, a top church official is being held responsible by the U.S. justice system for his role in child sex crimes."
On Friday, the abuse survivors group picketed the diocesan headquarters, calling for Finn to be rebuked and demoted by the Vatican. Many delegates didn't know who Congressman Emanuel Cleaver was when he stepped to the rostrum Wednesday night at the Democratic National Convention, but before he'd finished his speech, the Kansas City lawmaker and minister had the crowd on its feet with a revival-esque message about hope and unity.
"We are one. We may be poor, we may be rich, but we are one. We may be up or we may be down, but we are one. We may be up, we may be down, we are one. Keep hope.
Cleaver, who is chair of the House Black Caucus, said he was talking to all Americans, not just Democrats. A group protesting a bare-breasted female statue at the Overland Park Arboretum said it turned in 1,000 more signatures than needed to convene a grand jury to investigate whether the work is obscene. Meanwhile, groups pushing for 2 Missouri ballot issues gave up on their effort to prove that they did have enough signatures. There will be no November vote on capping payday loan interest or on raising Missouri's minimum wage. The advocates claim that business groups, including the payday loan industry, secretly financed the campaign to block their efforts. Republican Missouri State Auditor Tom Schweik released an audit accusing Democratic Governor Jay Nixon of overspending his office appropriation by $1.7 million.
"And what the governor is doing is finding ways to exceed that appropriation by forcing other agencies to take that money out of their appropriation. No accountant thinks that's proper. No one I've heard of has thought that was proper."
Last spring, the General Assembly passed rules barring state agencies from paying for the governor's travel or staff. Nixon's office released a statement saying the accounting accurately reflects the nature of the work performed. This is KCUR.